Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Get the Hillman Morning Show on demand. Podcasts and more are always online and on your schedule at WAAF.com.
Well, our mayor will be making his annual speech today to the Boston Municipal Research Bureau, and he will announce several initiatives which he believes will help with the current traffic nightmare that we are experiencing in this city. One is, I guess I really don't care much about this. He's going to propose lowering the speed limit on neighborhood streets in Boston from 25 to 20 miles per hour.
Okay, first of all, this guy is, don't tell me he's not so disconnected that he doesn't know people don't pay attention to the speed limit signs. Come on.
Are you saying he's a one-term mayor?
Did I say that?
Yes.
What the hell is Marty Walsh doing? He's a one-term mayor. That's for damn sure.
The other thing that he's going to do, and as a lazy person, I'm not sure that I can abide by this, like the dude would abide by it, Shu.
Yeah.
They are going to test for Uber and for Lyft and all the ride shares.
Okay.
They're going to test a pilot pickup drop-off zone point, which is at Boylston and Kilmarnock Street. And basically, if you're getting an Uber, this is going to go from, I think it goes from 5 p.m., until 8 a.m. So if you're going to get an Uber at night, the Uber will, let's say you're on Boylston Street and you're at Abe and Louie's. So you know how you can name a bar in every city?
Yeah.
I can name a steakhouse on every street in the city of Boston, every neighborhood. Let's say you're at Abe and Louie's and you're getting an Uber out of there. You're going to have to go to meet with everybody else at the one pickup and drop off point.
So genius. It's called a cab stand.
It's called the T.
So basically,
what's the point of Uber then?
Well, the point would be they're not going to have double parking.
Reason Uber exists is that you don't have to walk four blocks to a cab stand or stand on a corner with your arm out.
Yes.
You go on your phone, sitting in the restaurant, finish your meal, finish your wine, walk out the front door, and get in a nice, clean Uber and go home.
Yeah,
Boylston and Kilmarnock, that's not a busy corner, is it? Let's just put that all right there.
Again, I love Marty Walsh. I think he's a good mayor. I think this is just who him and his people. This is stupid. All you're doing is penalizing an industry that went above and beyond the cab industry.
Yeah.
So I don't have to walk two blocks to a cab stand or stand on a corner.
Right.
You know, we have Uber, so I can walk out and get in the car, and I spend 4 seconds in 23. Below zero weather in Boston.
Well, first of all, they're doing this because of those who are double parked. I don't think, in most cases, the Uber pulls up, the person is there on their phone, and they jump in the Uber. They're not
double
parking is like a disaster on Newbury Street, where people are delivering things and running.
Thank you, Hillman.
That's where the real issue is.
You're punishing one group of people for something really everybody does.
Yeah.
The Uber's double parked behind four box trucks dropping off beer at 14 bars.
Now, here's a text, 508 text. As a single woman who goes in and out of the city alone at night, I don't want to have to walk a large distance to catch an Uber.
Yeah, good point.
Yeah.
And if you're available Friday,
LB.
Dinner, LB at WAF.com.
No.
He doesn't have any apps. Certainly does not have the Uber app. But you'll have to pay for the Uber, man.
And then the actual apps.
You know what? I do occasionally try and get into my app still, man.
Yes.
But I every time I use my password, which I have to go to the computer and then get my password. Then I try and use it, and it says this password is already taken.
Hey kid, the best app is the bacon scallops.
Cheers.
Let's see. Here's a text that says, LB,
yeah,
cab companies paid hundreds of thousands of dollars for those medallions.
Mm-hmm.
Of course the politicians are looking out for them. Uber and Lyft need to start bribing the politicians.
Uber and Lyft, and they're all surviving fine.
Yeah.
You know, I just think it's wrong of the mayor to try and force him into the same deal, you know? Technology is moving on.
Here's a text that says, was that the smiley face killer that just texted? And I don't know. But as a single man, you never mind the single women.
Right.
As a single man, you don't want to walk alone a lot around our city at night either, apparently, because of the smiley face. So, yeah, I mean, I don't know. I just... Here's somebody who says, I knew this was going to happen. You watch after Uber put the cabs completely out of business, two things will happen. Prices will skyrocket and convenience will go out the window. Mm-hmm. I mean, I've heard reports that there are an additional 400,000 vehicles that are on the streets of Boston because of Uber and Lyft alone.
Yeah, but so what?
Okay.
Alone.
Yeah, but so what? There's traffic every day, all day in every major city in America. Yeah. I can't deal with people that complain about traffic. People have to get to work. People have to leave work. People have to get around. People have to deliver stuff for work. It's the world we live in. There's only so much space on this planet, and we all drive cars. Like, think about it. Like, Hildar, you got two kids.
Yeah,
Jen has she have her own car?
Of course.
Your son?
Yes.
The Breister?
Yes.
The madman?
Yes.
The jacked up, crazy dude?
Yes.
He has his own car.
Yes.
Julia?
Yes.
Have her own car. So you're a four person family with four cars. So imagine on your block in like a four block vicinity that you have four families with four cars. That's just in Stowe.
Yeah. Here's, I just got a text on the personal text machine from Chris Scott at the Capitol Grill, upset that I said
I
Abe's.
I love that guy.
You can make your way to Abe's on Boy. I mean, you can make your way to the Capitol Grill.
Excuse me. Listen to you covering all your bases.
I cover all my bases. All right.
Hey, Scott.
Today's weather brought to you by the Recovery Centers of America at Westminster. They provide high-quality, affordable treatment for drug and alcohol addiction. This new year, make it your resolution to take action and call Recovery Centers of America at 1-800-RECOVERY. Learn more about RCA online at recoverycentersofamerica.com. And it is the last day of the deep freeze. It is going to be cold all day today. AccuWeather real field temperatures in the single digits now and maybe in the teens later on. The sun will be out. And the temperature will be 27 for a high.
And now, LB.
I never killed anybody.
With a WAAF Sports Minute.
Yet. It's brought to you by Stoneham Ford. They're now hiring certified diesel truck technicians. You get a $10,000 signing bonus. Hey, 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 cha-ching. Go to StonehamFord.com for details or stop by at Stoneham Ford today.
Hayward, five. Hayward driving in traffic, hanging, making Gordon Hayward with 2 seconds left to go. The Celtics up two. The Kings call a timeout.
Yeah, you got to love it. NBC SN with the call. Yep, the big man has gone big back to back. He had 30 points against Golden State last night. He nails the final hoop, and they beat the Kings on the West Coast. Jason Tatum backed them up with 24. No Kyrie. I guess Kyrie has a junk thigh. Next up, Luke Walton, Bron, and the Lakers. Saturday, James, the best hoops player in the world. He passed the god Michael Jordan for fourth all-time in NBA scoring. He's now behind Kareem, Karl Malone, and Kobe Bryant. And it's pretty amazing. I got to believe he's going to end up being the best of the best of the best because the guy's in such great shape. He's going to play for another 10 years. My Bruins have won 11 of 12 and are sitting pretty right now. They have the Panthers tonight at the Garden, 7 o'clock puck drop, the Bees. And the Leafs are fighting for second place in the Atlantic behind Tampa Bay. The Leafs are, I think, 1 or 2 points behind the Bees. Pasta has the cast off, skating, and has a stick and dangling with the puck. So that's just going to make the black and gold a whole lot better. Bees winger Marcus Johansson still at Mass General. And as I was told earlier, it's a lung issue, not a shoulder issue. He had he got bailed by the Whale's Mike Ferland on a shoulder-to-shoulder. And it was pretty nasty. And so we wish him well and get back soon. Red Sox knuckler Steven Wright was gone for 80 games for the failed drug test. The Sox got bundled by the Bucks from Pitt yesterday, 6-1 in Fort Myers. Josh Smith allowed 2 runs and took the loss. The Sox host the Twins today on ESPN at 1 o'clock. NFL update. No news from Gillette on the stadium to be named later. Arizona is planning on taking Kyle Murray, number one overall. So last year's first round QB, Josh Rosen, will be on the market. Murray won the Heisman last year with Oklahoma. The PGA, the boys hit the little white ball without Tiger. He's off. He took the Arnold Palmer off, and they have round one today. You can catch it on the Golf Channel. I'm LB. That's an AF Sports Minute. Have a great weekend.
All right, LB. Thank you. You will be here tomorrow.
Of course.
Okay. All right. Tomorrow on the show, LB's Greatest Moments of the Week at 7:50. Right now, some news, and he is the CEO of one of the most valuable companies in the world. But that doesn't mean that our president knows his name. Yesterday, at a meeting of the American Workforce Policy Advisory Board in Washington, President Trump referred to Apple CEO Tim Cook, who was sitting right next to him, as Tim Apple. Let's take a listen.
You really have. I mean, you've really put a big investment in our country. We appreciate it very much, Tim Apple.
Maybe that's just a nickname that he's using.
Just a slip.
Maybe it's a way that, coming from somebody who slips a lot, LB says that's just a slip.
That's right.
That's why I respect this guy. He's just
like he messes up like you do.
No. He's a regular good dude that looks out for people, tries to do the best job he does. Like who doesn't mess up? I just think it's hilarious.
Yeah.
You know, who hasn't forgotten a name?
Well, maybe it's his new thing is to take the person's first name and then make up a last name that identifies them by what they do. You know what I mean, Mike mm-hmm. producer?
Oh, yeah, that's right. Because, God forbid, Tim Mike, Cook actually works in a kitchen.
You know what I mean, Mike Entercom?
Yep, that's right, Mike Entercom.
Yes,
you really have. I mean, you've really put a big investment in our country. We appreciate it very much, Tim Apple.
I don't know. The guy's sitting next to you. He's got a nameplate. It's probably on an agenda thing in front of him.
Yeah, but there's a lot of pressure. There's a lot of pressure.
Right.
I'm trying to remember because I did the same thing at the BPD ball, policeman's ball, and it was like one of the news anchors for one of the major stations in Boston, and I messed it up. Messed his last name up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I got his first name right. It was Jack. Oh, it was Jack Williams, and I called him who does the broadcast for the Bruins?
Jack Edwards?
Jack Edwards.
You were calling him Jack
I
Edwards?
I called him. I introduced him. Mm-hmm. And
here's Jack Edwards.
I really appreciate being here. It's an honor to be able to mm-hmm. be in front of all you heroes.
Yeah.
And I want to thank Jack Edwards. Mm. And then Jack Williams looked up at me. He goes, It's Williams.
Yeah. Well, nobody knows who Jack Williams is in this area. He's only been on television doing the news for 50 years.
Yeah,
why
right.
Why wasn't Elon Tesla at that event?
Oh, I don't know.
It was just Tim Cook, Tim Apple, Elon
Tim
Tesla
Apple.
Was not there.
Maybe that's just how he remembers. You know, it's like, hey, it's Mike Policeman.
No, Brilliant point. That's how he put him in his phone to remember who he was.
Oh.
Like, don't you have that in your phone? You have people who are like,
right,
Dave.
Yeah.
Dave Laundromat or whatever, whatever it is. That's how he's in his phone.
I have like Apple. Tina, you know, Tina's Chloe's friend's mother is her last name.
Yeah, right.
You know, stuff like that. That's all I know. Yes, you know, yes. Didn't get the last name. Sorry. Your daughter's best friends. It's okay.
All right. There are some workers at a Taco Bell in Philadelphia who have been fired after a man accused them of beating he and his girlfriend in an unprovoked attack, which was captured on video. At the Taco Bell restaurant in Philly, the customers had been waiting for about 45 minutes for their food. And some of them were complaining, at which point all of the Taco Bell employees, and there were six or seven of them in the restaurant at the time, came over the counter and started to attack them.
Oh, my God. The whole staff?
Yeah, yes. Melee.
Yes. One of the individuals talks here. His name is Brian Reese, about what happened.
I'm angry and frustrated, absolutely. The fact that people can just jump counters and beat up whoever they want, it was unprovoked. And there's no reason that my girlfriend should have been on the ground getting beat up as well. Nobody deserves what happened to me.
Bag of cash. Free tacos
for life. That's
what would you take, LB? The bag of cash or the free tacos for
life? Bag of cash.
I don't know, man. That's another tough one. That's like big penis, billion dollars.
Bag of cash.
Tacos for life.
You're getting 12 tacos to the dollar.
Come on. Gorditas for life.
I mean,
double stuffed gorditas.
You should not have to wait 45 minutes at,
no,
at a Taco
no.
Bell.
But still, any fast food restaurant. Yeah.
Yeah. No. No.
Something.
Way.
I think there was some nonsense going on. I'm just speculating, of course. Some lollygagging.
You know how I mentioned yesterday, because it was Ash Wednesday, that the new popular thing was ashes to go.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
And that because nobody got time for mass.
Uh-huh.
That they were sending a lot of the priests out to subway stations and public areas to just handle the ashes on the go. Well, there's a story this morning on what happened on the first day of Lent, where a church in Louisiana was able to give you your ashes to go from the driver's seat of your car.
Oh, no, they didn't.
Yeah, it was drive-through ashes.
Oh, that's great. Nice.
At the Mulholland United Methodist Church. And this is Reverend Anna Kate Rawls.
We'll pray with you and then impose ashes on your head. And prayers can be about whatever's going on in your life. We're just excited to be able to spend a few moments with someone.
Can you get a burger and some fries while you're doing the drive-through ashes?
I was just thinking that. Do they have the speaker before the window? I need three ashes, two Hail Marys, one confession coming up. And kind of get the value confession combo with that. Did those people get blessed by the Lord faster than those other people got their tacos at Taco Bell?
Yes, they did.
Oh, that's a shame.
Yes, they did. This is Mike on the Framingham Ford studio line. What's up, Mike?
Hey, good morning.
What's up?
Just heard your story about the Taco Bell. These are the people who are demanding $15 an hour in union benefits.
I know. Yes, you're right about that.
Bunch of quacks.
They seem like they're on edge a little bit. I don't think you should be jumping over the counter to beat the customers about their face and body because they're worried that the food has been taking 45 minutes. This is Bubba. Hello, Bubba.
Hey, guys, what's going on?
What's up, Bubba?
So if Jim Cook would have been there, you think Trump would have turned and said, I'd like to thank Sam Adams for being here today?
Jim, it would have been Jim Adams. Jim Sam Adams. Jim Beer.
Jim Beer.
Jim Beer. here's a 774 text. Greg, have you ever been to the drive-through margarita places in Louisiana? I haven't. But I know that they have them. I mean, they have the drive-up
package stores
Sure.
in South Carolina and North Carolina.
The Brew Thrift.
Florida, too.
Yeah, those are pretty cool.
Love those.
Yeah. Let's see. Here's a text that says, Greg, good job getting Mike sick. Well, I mean, I don't know if it's me. There's a lot of people. I'm not the only person.
It's going around. It's
you started the Petri dish.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not the only person who's sick.
That's right. I'm just going to, after the show, I'm going to walk out the parking lot and set myself on fire.
Ooh.
You don't have to worry about it, okay?
Let's see. Here's a text that says, Greg, I used to put the woman's name in my phone with the bar that I met her at so excellent. That I would remember who was who.
Wow.
There's a...
You got three or four Kathys.
The guy's a real Lothario right there.
Well, that's a good call, though. That's how you don't get caught. The dopes put the full name in there.
This is Brian. Hello, Brian.
Hey, Chad.
What's up, Brian?
Hey, Greg, I got an obscure reference from yesterday, but first comment on the Taco Bell story. Of course they jumped the counter. It's Philadelphia. They threw batteries at Santa Claus during an Eagles game.
Yes, you're right about that.
And the mascot for the Flyers looks like somebody in a Guar concert.
Nice.
Here's a text asking where Danielle is today. Somebody who's just joining us. She is at a yoga retreat in New Jersey. Well, I think she's doing a day of advanced pranic healing seminars so that she can advance. She's a first level healer.
Mm-hmm.
She needs to advance enough in one day to be able to be allowed to go to the yoga healing.
Right.
Right. Cult, next level.
Cult retreat thing.
The mass impregnation. Yes.
Wow. And she'll never be heard from again. On Monday, she's not going to be here.
Right.
And we're going to have to issue an all points bulletin because she's going to be probably most likely it's some kind of a remote cult location.
Some compound.
And refusing to come back or something like that. That's how it happens. All right. Coming up in just a few moments, I have some information that I need to share from my friend Mike MyPillow. And so I will I'll share that with you coming up. If you want to be on this morning, you could call on the Framingham Ford studio line. That number is 617-764-WAAF, or you can text on the text line, which is 97107. And after 10, it's the WAAF Workday Blitz. You get over an hour of nonstop rock, commercial-free. That is the WAAF Workday Blitz, and it gets underway right at 10.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
On the text line, a reviewer checking in to give the Mike Hsu Galemos Market read a 1.5 shower rating.
Oh, thank you.
They require 1.5 showers after hearing that.
You'd love it.
How creepy
is it?
Take
the kielbasa.
Scale of 1 to 10, that's a 90 on the how creepy is it scale.
Agreed, though. We're all sausage fans.
Yes.
Well, sausage. We got bacon and bourbon this weekend.
Oh, yeah.
And
winner chicken dinner.
There remain a few tickets for Session C, which is Sunday session this weekend at the Castle at Park Plaza, the WAAF Bourbon and Bacon Festival. Order now, and you get the Oceanside Villa. Beautiful, beautiful combinations. Mm-hmm. Just reach out to
Andy, and Andy will set you up with the Oceanside Villa for the Bourbon and Bacon Festival. Only $5,000. So
and you'll stay there with the chain smokers.
That's nice. That's right.
Yeah.
Yes.
And Ja Rule.
Something else I wanted to mention to you. Oh, I wanted to thank everybody who donated yesterday during the show for the North Attleboro family that we were raising money for. And at the end of the day yesterday, you had donated over $24,000, which means that we are able to write a Greg Hill Foundation check for that family for $30,000.
That's awesome,
so,
kid.
I want to thank all of you for contributing yesterday for the family of North Attleboro firefighter Chris Cornetta, who died suddenly on Monday morning while clearing the snow from the driveway. And he was a guy who was really involved in his community and did a lot of youth sports coaching and all of that stuff. So we will be writing a check for that family immediately. And if you want more information on the Greg Hill Foundation, then you can visit our website, which is thegreghillfoundation.org, or you can follow us on any of the social media channels, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, etc. Have you seen the news today that a television program is coming back, which was popular quite some time ago?
Okay.
And I guess I'm surprised that it has taken this long, and I'm wondering whether there's going to be any interest in it or not. But, and you can tell me whether or not you watched it, but it looks like Mad About You is going to be coming back.
Helen Hunt's coming back?
Yes. And Paul Reiser.
Paul Reiser, right.
I mean, pretty good show, I believe. I remember talking. Yeah.
Tell me why I love you like I do. Tell me who can start my heart as much as you. Tell me all your secrets and I'll tell you most of mine. They say nobody's perfect, well, that's really true this time.
Now, remind me, were they a romantic item, or were they like, they were friends and they really liked each other?
Greg, I have to tell you, this is much like The Sopranos and Game of Thrones. Never saw one episode.
You didn't?
This TV show was, I just remember everybody talking about it, though.
A texter says it was a completely forgettable show.
And oh, really?
And he or she doesn't understand why they are bringing it back.
Yeah, I watched a couple episodes and was out.
I just remember through the 90s while it was on.
It was very popular.
People talked about it all the time as much as Friends and, you know,
I think it had the benefit of being on, if I remember correctly, either before or after Friends. So I don't know.
Oh, so they got the trail off?
Got the
bomb. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, they got like, you know.
Well, look at Helen Hunt. She did really well. And then what has she done?
Well, she's been in some movies. She was in the movie with the late Bill Paxton, the tornado movie there.
Again, that was the 90s.
And then she was in that odd movie where she was like having the affair with the guy that she was the nurse for.
No clue.
He was like a I think he was like a paralyzed guy. Or,
really? No.
Do you remember?
Didn't she do a movie with the kid?
A movie with the kid. I'm going to need more information.
She did a movie as the mother of a little boy. Pay it forward.
Was she in that? Oh yeah, that was good. Yeah. Again, 90s though.
Yeah.
What about like the last 10 years? Like what's she been? I'm not like I was, she's yeah. you know. I'm just wondering.
Maybe she doesn't need to work.
No. Well, yeah. She did as good as it gets with Nicholson. That was great.
She is coming back for Mad About You, maybe she does. Maybe she's burned through all the cash.
Everybody's got bills. I'm not judging. Paul Reiser, though, he was in Stranger Things. He was the first scientist for the company that was working with the military that was developing the upside down.
Yes.
Remember that?
Yes, he was.
Yeah.
Yes, down in the depths of the basement thing. Yes, you're right about that.
Will Byers is in that show.
He is. Very good,
let's
LB.
See. Here's a text that says she was in Castaway with Tom Hank.
Was she in Castaway?
Was she
the wife?
Yeah. Castaway with Tom Hank.
Yep.
She was also in where did that text go?
Uh-oh.
Contact or something like that?
That was Jodie Foster.
Well, they're saying she was in Contact. It was her best movie and not because she was in it. But was she not in that?
I don't think she was in that.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Well,
interesting.
That's Mad About You, which is coming back to television. There's a guy today who is speaking out because he was wrongly accused in the Orchids of Asia spa investigation.
Okay.
And he says that it has ruined his life.
Hey, Greg.
No, it's not. It's
Robert Kraft
not,
here.
No, it's not. It's not that. It's not that guy. But
that's a good impression, kid.
That's an impression of the impression.
This guy is somebody who is saying that he was wrongly accused, and of course, it's caused. Think of what that has caused him to be publicly identified as a prevert. And his name, I'm going to do my best on this, Sandip Kumar Patel is his name, and he is speaking now.
Imagine having to look at your mother and father trying to explain you are innocent. Imagine what your two little girls must be thinking and wondering. Imagine what they may be exposed to at school with their friends. Imagine what your wife must be feeling as she has to take the kids to school and see other parents and who she may come in contact with while shopping. Imagine thinking about killing yourself.
Jeez.
Oh, that's a little heavy guy.
That's
bag of cash, LB?
Oh, yeah, he's going to get a bag of cash. But again, I'm like, who cares?
Yeah.
Like someone says, I was with, you know, I had a massage place and got a extra.
Yeah, but he's got a point when it's like, well, okay, you got to explain that to your wife.
Yeah, no,
The kids are getting a hard time at school, and you got to explain to your kids.
I don't have to explain it to my wife.
I know you don't usually talk to your children, but this guy does.
But again, I think it's funny how so instantaneously we forget how, you know, love is for real. Like, if that came out about me.
What, love between a guy and a...
If that came out about me and I told Danny I didn't do it, she would say, okay, great, thanks. Thanks, good chat.
Oh, well, that's what he's saying. He's got to face these people. No matter what, he's already, you know, been convicted. You know, he's already been found guilty in the public opinion.
He didn't do it.
Well, he's still getting a hard time, and his kids are getting a hard time, and it's getting to him.
Tell people to go screw.
He's probably the one guy who went in there for a legit just a massage. He's probably like, oh, I had a great day at work. I'm going to treat myself. You know, it's been a long week. I finally nailed down that sale or whatever. I'm
going to
get a back rub.
The way it happened was they identified a car, which was, if I remember correctly, it was a four-door Porsche. And they looked it up, and they found a similar vehicle. They didn't, I don't know if they didn't have the plate or whatever it was, but it was owned by a woman named Patel, and they assumed that it was the husband who was the guy who was going in there to get the massage. And it turns out that it's not this guy, and that as you heard, his wife is very, very upset. So, she will be upset until they get a bag of cash.
Right.
He sends her on a singles cruise.
Yeah.
This is Earl on the Framingham Ford studio line. What's up, Earl?
Greg, how's it going, buddy? How's everybody doing there?
We're doing great. How you doing, Earl?
Hey, good. I was wondering if you could hook me up with a pair of that bacon and bourbon fest, because I take care of my buddy's pig, and I feed it all the time when he goes away and stuff. And it's a 200-pound pig named Porker.
Yeah.
And I'd love to, you know, go to the Bourbon and Bacon Fest on Sunday.
I can't just. It sounds like a nice thing you do, but I can't just give away tickets just because you take care of a friend's pet. I mean, I don't. That's not within my purview here. I'm not allowed to just do that.
Well, how about ask me a question and then I can win it?
I can ask you a question, but again, I don't have the wherewithal to just give the tickets away. I mean, it's not.
Okay.
It's above my. It's
a good effort, though, kid.
What is the name?
Good
what's
effort.
The Earl? What is the name of the pig?
Porker.
Porker.
P-O-R-K-A. Porker.
Porker. Yeah, Porker.
Porker the pig.
Where does your buddy go that he leaves the pig with you?
Florida. Oh, visit his mom.
Oh. For how long?
Week, 2 weeks.
And do you take the pig into your own home, or do you care
for it? No, he has one room in the house. You open up a door, and it actually has a church pew in it, upside down, so the pig can't go into the other part of the house. You know, he's got a good place to live and everything, heated and everything.
You know where you see a lot of pigs in houses? Live PD. A lot of the people that are on live PD, it's a very popular pet in Florida or in.
Is it really?
Yeah, 100%.
Wow.
I mean, they go to these houses and there's always like the, what do they call them? The teacup pigs.
Oh, right. Like
and
the potbelly pigs.
Get big. There's a real problem because people. They take them as pets,
yeah.
And then they grow big, mm-hmm. And they just like want to get rid of them.
Well, when you turn them into bacon,
right?
Well, yeah, but
what
some people don't want to do that.
Yeah, seriously,
you know what I mean?
You hire a guy,
put the leash on it, take it to the butcher,
and take it to a farm. They'll take care of it.
You know,
they'll dress it.
Yeah, you go have a coffee, and then come back half hour later. Bingo.
I know. 2 hours. It'll be from farm to your grill. Seriously,
I love you. Sure.
How delicious is that?
Let's see. Here's a news story today. The first all-female spacewalk is going to take place this month, and NASA announced this.
Of course.
Hoping they're not in heels, because those are very difficult to walk in.
Wow, Greg.
What? What's... Do you know what happened to the woman who bought... a pair of heels from a drug dealer.
Hmm.
She was tripping all day. I was. What? You? Come on. That's a dad. That's a dad.
Oh, no,
special.
That's not a dad joke.
What year is it?
That's
what are you, 27, 30? 30 years in radio?
That's a dad
laser
special.
Show.
That's a dad special.
Wow.
Right there. Have you, speaking of shoes, have you seen the latest internet challenge, which is the Vans challenge, y'all? You wear Vans.
Yeah, I've never known this. I have never known this at all.
Apparently, if you toss a pair of Vans sneakers into the air, they always land right side up with the soles on the ground.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is amazing.
Why?
Well, because it's, I mean, how does it happen?
Because Vans are made, the soles are super heavy.
Because the earth is flat.
Okay, well, it's because the earth is flat.
The soles are super heavy, right. And there's zero material to Vans.
Yeah.
Well, couldn't you say that about any sneaker, though?
Yeah.
No.
That the soles are the heaviest part of the shoe?
No. A lot of shoes, that's the reason they make sneakers now, is it's like super light, easy soles. Like the lighter the sneaker, like sneakers are made light now.
Yeah.
Vans are made with heavy soles, rubber. You know,
I'm not endorsing you on as far as being an expert
gravity and the Vans. Do me a favor, go to the sneaker department, grab a running sneaker. What is the whole goal of a sneaker these days? To be as light as possible. Vans are still a heavyweight sole shoe. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
You could do the same thing with Converse, the old Converse.
Well, no, that's
Chucks?
Not the story is that you could not do the same thing with
it
Converse.
Only
that's
with
not
Vans.
The story at all.
No,
the story
know.
Is that you can only do it with Vans.
Right.
So that's not.
Well, I'm just saying, you know, okay, my bad. I threw Converse in there, but I'd hazard a guess if I go and buy a pair of Converse and a pair of Vans today and do a study, maybe I'll do a video. It would end up the same thing. But my point was, is the reason it always ends up on its sole is because it's still a heavy duty, hard rubber, solid base shoe.
Yeah. Well, that would be your opinion, and we thank you for sharing that.
Yeah.
We have some. We have
some, Saturday.
We have some video of a couple of those who are trying the Vans Challenge, y'all.
Vans. I don't know what's going on. I don't know who did it. I don't know why they did it.
Houdini.
But they said, word on the street is that if you flip these shoes anyway, they gonna land upright every time.
I think it's a lot.
I'm about to find out.
Let me see.
Google that. Oh!
Hold on. That's awesome.
Now they had the high tops. I have the slip-ons. I'm gonna go home and see if that happens with the slip-ons too.
You should.
That's weird. Yeah.
Give it a try.
It's like the same thing as, you know, once you butter your bread, that's the side it's going to fall on.
Right.
Oh, yeah. Really?
Right.
Yeah.
Well, that's because the buttered side of the bread is heavier, right, LB?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, no. Yes.
It's heavy duty.
Yeah.
Heavy duty butter.
Yeah, and if you know, you got to use, like, real butter.
Oh, so it won't flip over with margarine?
No. Margarine doesn't work.
What about parquet?
Nope.
Okay.
Butter.
This is Nathan. Parquet. Hello, Nathan.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
What's up, Nathan?
So just to weigh in on this Vans thing, have you seen the other one going around about the Crocs? Just to kind of throw it out there for LB.
No.
I mean, those things weigh, like, what would you say, not even a pound?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's coming down even easier with the Crocs than it is Vans, because I've seen a bunch of Vans ones, and they end up just falling over and not even landing on the bottom. But every time I've seen a Croc one, they perfect.
A texter says it's because of the contour of the design of the Crocs.
That makes sense. That makes sense, yeah.
And the Vans.
I don't want to go scientific on everybody.
Well,
but you just did.
Well,
please don't.
It's called denseness.
No, you talking would be called denseness. You mean it's called density? Is that what you're talking about?
You're my density.
You're my density.
Yeah, it's because the molecules are closer together on the sole than they are on the top of the shoe.
Here's a text that says, "Too bad LB can never hazard a fact instead of hazarding a guess."
I just love like everybody in the planet has an opinion or a thought or an idea of what is what. But I'm a dope.
Well, you don't say it like that. You could just say, "Hey, do you think it's maybe? I wonder if it's because the soles are heavier."
Well,
you present it as everybody's stupid, and I've known this forever because I'm from Nipawin.
Right?
No, you guys are just putting words in my mouth.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No. No.
All right. All right. Then I'll just do the sports twice a morning.
Uh-huh.
Mail me the check.
All right. Well, give the Vans Challenge, y'all,
a try
if you want later on today.
I will.
And
I'll put it up on,
know how
on
it's
my Instagram.
End. Why would you do it?
Well, I don't know. Mine are slip-ons. Those are high tops.
No. They land on the sole every time. Don't waste. You know, you're never going to get that.
See, now you're
back.
Just ripping it because you know you're wrong.
No. Go do something fun.
So I can't play with these toys. I'm just going to smash them and go home.
I'm going to go buy a pair of Vans. And I'm going to do this challenge. It's awesome.
Listen, by 2 p.m., you're going to be drinking straight from the bottle of Mayo Q.
Oh,
and you're not going to remember about this whatsoever. Or the Mayo, which is it going to be, the Mayo Q or the Mayo Must? Which one are you going to go for?
What is that? What is that?
Oh, we discussed it on the show today.
No, I know, but
like
I don't remember.
About 4 hours ago we talked about it.
Yeah, that's 4 hours.
Yeah.
Yes,
it is. Who can remember 4 hours ago?
Oh, my God.
What's Mayo Musk?
I'm going to disagree on this. No, Mayo Must is the new Heinz combo mayonnaise mustard sauce.
Ah,
and mayo
right,
Q
right,
is
right.
the
which I dis which you know which I said I didn't get it because
yeah.
you put mustard on one side of the bun and you put mayo on the other side of the bun, but you know now they put it together.
I will say that the mayo must would be perfect for a ham and Swiss sandwich. I believe that sandwich is
I don't
most,
like mayo on my ham.
No, it's most well suited to that to that condiment.
Just
sauce.
Mustard.
The ham and Swiss sandwich should have normally I'm not somebody who says you put both on the same sandwich. You know, if I'm having a roast beef sandwich, it's mayonnaise all day long. If I'm having a turkey sandwich, for me, it's mustard all day long.
Oh, see, the but, mayo must would be great for turkey.
You think
That'd
so? See,
perfect.
I think it'd be great for
turkey's
ham,
a lot lighter.
Ham and Swiss.
Yeah.
Do you ever eat a sub now? Ever not toasted with the bun not toasted?
Yes.
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah.
My Italian sub not toasted.
It. Yeah. Can't do it.
All right. Well, we got to get out of here. Coming up next, it's the WAAF Workday Blitz, and I believe in literally moments. We are going to debut a brand spanking new Black Keys song. Is that correct?
That's right.
Have you heard it?
I have.
Is it excellent?
It's awesome. I love the Black Keys.
I do too.
Very exciting.
I do too. What's it called?
It's called, let's see, Lo-Hi.
Lo-Hi.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It's not Hawaiian.
Lo-Hi.
It's the two words put together.
All right. So that's next.
Lo-Hi.
You will see. You will hear and you will see that the WAAF Workday Blitz begins with the debut of a brand new Black Keys song, and that is coming up next. If you missed anything this morning, you can hear it as a part of the full show podcast, which you can download anytime at WAAF.com or which you can get off of the radio.com app. And we'll be back tomorrow. Thank you for listening.
Here at WAAF, we're getting ready to rock the season of green with one of our favorite local Irish icons, the Dropkick Murphys, for 4 nights at the House of Blues.
The boys are back.
And what's better than winning a pair of tickets to one of those shows? How about winning a pair to all 4?
Sunny, I hardly knew you.
All this week, Hillman and Mistress Carrie will give you chances to win the WAAF 4-leaf clover of tickets. That means one pair of tickets to each Dropkick Murphys show at the House of Blues. Here's wishing you the luck of the Irish and some Dropkick tickets out of our personal pot of gold.
I got your name written here in a rose tattoo.
From your concert-loving leprechauns at WAAF.
Welcome to the Knotfest Roadshow. The North American Tour 2019. Featuring Slipknot, Volbeat, Gojira, and Behemoth for one night only. The Knotfest Roadshow rolls into Xfinity Center August 27th. Get tickets this Friday at 10 a.m. at LiveNation.com. Check more at KnotFestRoadshow.com. Presented by WAAF.
Well, if you struggle when it comes to saving money, the Wincentive prize-linked savings account offered by the City of Boston Credit Union can help you improve your saving habits and make it fun at the same time. With a Wincentive savings account, you have the chance to win cash prizes with entries based on how much you save every month. And the City of Boston Credit Union just picked their first set of winners this past week. The prizes only get bigger from here. With monthly and quarterly drawings, you'll have opportunities to win all year long and the chance to win $2,500 in the annual drawing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.